Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
Joining us, oh, you can say it, that's fine.
Continue.
Joining us today is Single Shot. Hello, Single Shot.
Hey.
We're already off to a great start here today.
Yeah.
We just laughed for like a solid 10 minutes
yeah,
straight.
Yeah, now y'all are all tired. The energy is going to be super low.
No, thanks to Red Bull and Yerba Mate. But we will be fine.
We will.
Good.
Already picking it up.
Pretty good. So.
What?
I was having a conversation earlier today with my mother.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. It was a joke. It was funny. Ha ha.
It wasn't funny. I almost laughed.
I laughed for enough for everyone on the inside. Whatever. Go on.
And she mentioned her boss or someone she works with.
What is that?
Are you messing with stuff
Stop
on the table?
Stop messing with stuff on the
I'm
table.
I'm trying to collect my thoughts.
Okay, bye.
I lost my train of thought.
Her boss or somebody she works with
was having a conversation with her
about when he wasn't at his church service. It's a big like televised thing they do. He likes to goes to a cult church.
Seriously,
what religion?
Christian. It was one of those stupid on TV churches.
Oh my gosh!
Anyway,
Joel Osteen.
No, not that bad. Okay. They said. After the Texas had that church shooting, remember?
Yeah.
They shut the cameras off and spoke to everyone there openly, you know, children and everyone in attendance. And they said, we had a meeting about this. If this happens, i.e. people come and shoot at the place, we need you to not stay put, we need you to leave, let us handle it, blah, blah, blah. And she kind of felt that that was taking it a little extreme.
In what way? Like saying that...
That it shouldn't be up to the church to make those announcements and decide your kids need to hear that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get it. Because...
And I partially agreed. But if the parents aren't going to take responsibility into their hands to explain to children what they should do in the event of a psycho nut job going crazy and killing a bunch of people, as sad as it is we have to have that conversation...
But as a parent, I understand because, like, I would not want my kid to be, like, in fear of this happening.
I feel like I go back and forth. I feel like you do have to be very open with your children because, unfortunately, that's the kind of world we live in.
But at what age? Like, you have a 3-year-old. I have a 5-year-old. I wouldn't even want to tell him about stuff like that now. He knows about death and stuff because of where I work, and I think it's funny that he does, like, talk about it openly, but...
I just think there's a way to do it without making it about fear.
Yeah, I think it's about more, like, just being prepared.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. Preparedness plays a big part of it.
There's a big, like, difference between saying, hey, kids, we're going to have a fire drill today, or...
Some kids are terrified of fire drills. Or
a teacher saying, hey kids, we're going to do an active shooter drill today or a bomb drill today.
But it's better to be prepared.
There are plenty of kids who freak out the first fire drill.
Yeah,
yes.
And you need to, but you need to be calm. So that's like training you.
But does it really work for, not? I mean, look at me now with all the stupid package bullshit lately. Like I'm in fear of fucking packages.
Well, it's because you're not prepared. I don't live in fear. I think I'm prepared enough to handle anything that comes my way.
I think it's true that you have to stay calm and, like, collected in order to get through any situation.
I can do that, but...
I've had 2 wrecks in my life, and I've been more calm than anyone around me.
I always get pissed.
I always call the police. I always handle the situation.
The really? People that panic are usually the ones that, like, end up shooting the wrong person or...
Or making the situation worse.
Yeah.
If there's a tornado going on and you're panicking... While they're trying to, you know, get people out of a broke, busted out wing of an hospital or something.
Yeah.
Now they got to stop what they're doing and tend to your ass because you can't handle your
You're
shit.
You're slowing down the process.
But
although if Twister has taught us anything, you just need a belt and some
oh my gosh.
And some pipes.
Yes, a belt and pipes. No, but I mean, as a parent, like, I guess, why would you want to expose your kid to the bad things and make them constantly live in fear and never want to, like...
I mean, it's not like you're going to wake up every morning and be like, wake up, you might die.
Right.
So let's do this.
But like, still, look at how sensitive, like, kids and people in general are nowadays.
Is that because we refuse to have these discussions?
That's true.
I agree with that. You know, that's a good point, but...
I think if you prepare your child well enough, they'll be ready for anything. And they don't have to live in fear.
So
that's true.
They have confidence in themselves. They can handle whatever comes their way.
So instead of having a bunch of weenies like we have nowadays, like we would actually have people right. worth a shit.
I remember going to like the gun range and being next to, he had to have been maybe like no older than 8.
Mm-hmm.
And really? He was shooting guns with his dad and had really good aim and was generally like really calm mm-hmm. and just knew exactly what to do. He was well trained.
I've had 12-year-old girls sitting next to me who can shoot an AR-15 better than I can.
Yeah, that's so
and I've
cool.
I've also had a fucking grown ass man flinch every time I shot my .357 because the noise was too much for him.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's like extreme. It's
preparedness that makes you ready for that stuff.
Yeah. It's true.
But some people aren't mentally capable to handle situations.
Because we guard them from learning about these things.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing about, like...
So, I people judge their children, I guess, like I'm kind of doing now. Like, no, he can't handle that. I don't want him to know about
kids
that.
Kids can handle more. Yeah. You got to give them some credit. That's why all these children's programs on TV that cater to your child and baby them, walk them through everything... We never had that growing up.
No, you had to actually think about it. You had to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like it was thoughts and our ideas and reinforced our values.
Reading Rainbow. Remember Zoom? Do you remember Zoom?
Zoom was awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Zoom was my shit.
But nowadays you get these little kids growing up and you're saying it's okay to have a safe space and blah, blah, blah. I don't agree with that at all. Why is it we're waiting until we're in college, you've grown as adults, out in the world on our own, to realize the world isn't as, you know, cushy and relaxed as my parents led me to believe?
Well, yeah, but it also goes back to, like, the whole educational system not catering us, or not, I'm sorry, not catering us.
Are you thinking about food?
Always. Always hungry. I lost my train of thought.
I did too. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Unnecessary judgment.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
Immediately.
Because it was a pretty rough day today.
I think what you're trying to say is we're used to schools like changing curriculum to make everything easy for everyone. So we're all.
So everybody's
age.
Included.
We're all learning the same things. We're all together and equal and everything.
I mean, the whole educational system is so flawed.
Right.
In general,
we all learn differently.
I remember now where I was going.
Okay.
We're not trained or we're not taught how to properly be adults. The things that we're taught are, I guess, somewhat important. But, like, as an adult, I didn't learn to do my taxes during school.
Yeah.
Horrible
confession. I am not a good adult.
Oh, my gosh.
But taxes.
Is it because
like,
you weren't prepared?
That's how I feel like it would be more convenient to teach children how to, like, balance their finances, like, what credit is and, like...
But that's so boring. Who really wants to learn about that shit?
Okay, as an adult, don't you wish that you knew better? Like, you made better decisions
I made better decisions, but, like, at the same time, like, my brain is too complex to sit there and listen to droll shit like that.
But how many times have you used your algebra or...
I don't even know what the fuck is algebra right now.
Reinforcing her remaining into like
it's the school systems, the public schools.
I guarantee you, school did the best they could to teach you algebra. The fact that you didn't retain the algebra is not going to do it.
Actually, okay, so the other day. I went to the dollar store to go get these little fucking, like, from the teacher's corner, like, little things to make for my daughter. Anyway, I'm there, and I see these, like, books to teach kids with, like, Disney characters and blah, blah, blah. And they have books for Common Core math.
Really?
That's fucking like terrifying. Addition, that's just the common thing. It's just the new way of mathing.
Right.
Isn't there a whole new...
Yeah, new math.
Yes, it's Common Core.
Common Core math.
Oh, that's what it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's basically where if all three of us, 2 + 2 = 4.
And it's taking people from our generation, like, really
more. Yeah, but like, okay, it's 2 + 2 = 4. We know this, right? Yeah. 2 + 2 = 4. But you think 2 + 2 = 5.
So we're going to find a way to make you right?
Well... You think it's 5, and I agree with you that it's 5, but sorry, single shot, I know you think it's 4 because mathematically that's correct, but the majority of people agree that it's 5.
You're joking.
Yes, and that's...
That's like the basis. It's crazy.
It's disgusting.
That we're taught to have a majority opinion, and that's okay.
Yeah. That's not a good way to raise us.
But opinion is not truth.
Yeah.
Fact and opinion are two different things.
Yeah,
and brainwashing.
Or the whole thing of exactly.
Going back to our SJW conversation we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh.
And then they make it complicated too, where like instead of being able to write out 2 + 2 = 4, you have to overcomplicate it by you have to draw these circles, and then the circles get added with the circles, and then you get how many circles?
That's not how we learn.
We learned it the easy way. You know,
this is supposed to be easy for people.
Well, yeah, and then you get in trouble if you you didn't actually draw it out, or you didn't like.
It sounds really like
another example. Okay, the problem was 3 × 5 = 15.
Uh huh.
And a kid, instead of writing 3 5 times, wrote 3 5s and that equal 15. In our math, that's perfectly acceptable.
That's acceptable.
In addition and multiplication, you can reciprocate the two intervals.
But since didn't do it the way that they wanted them to do it.
The way it was worded,
it was incorrect.
Incorrect answer.
I don't know how I feel about
that. That's ridiculous. And then you still have...
You're going to have to form an opinion on it because your kid's about to learn it next year.
But then you throw in... exactly.
Your
nervous system. It begins. But no, but then there's the whole thing of like the No Child Left Behind. So even though it's complicated, the whole system, you're still getting children that are continuing to pass through that don't know how to read, don't know how to write, but they will not be left behind.
And that's why your curriculum is getting dumber and dumber every year.
Yes, it's idiocracy in the making.
Behind, okay? Just said it.
It's idiocracy in the making. They're dumbing down and teaching you.
World.
They're teaching you incorrect things, though.
Yes,
they're probably teaching you shit like, oh, how to social media, how to get 1 million followers.
Right.
Probably. But the whole thing, too, of, like, history books. How do we really, like, everything is so catered to, like, what the religious...
Yes.
Deities want you to know. Like,
I have a very
everything.
Hard time
who owns it?
Textbooks.
Yes. Like, you always have to look at who owns it, who is the one producing that material, and what do they benefit from?
And even somebody did, like, a study. Like, they have, like, 2 girls in high school, or one was, like, a senior and one was a freshman. And so they took their textbooks, like, 3 of their textbooks. So, and then they compared them to each other, and they were so different. And, like, the information was so simplified. There's the word.
Complicating is simplified.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah. It just shows you, like, what can you really trust?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like the fact that we're rewriting history books just to leave out the bits we don't like.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. The bad things. No, they didn't happen. It was all
it's the German approach. You can't mention or even think about the word Hitler.
Exactly. It's insane.
But it's because you don't like it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Exactly.
And this is why we have, you know, Holocaust deniers and shit coming up in popularity now.
Mm-hmm. So, single shot, what do you think? Is it whose responsibility is it to teach?
Preparedness?
Yes.
It is the parents' responsibility to teach preparedness, but it is also the institution's responsibility to reinforce preparedness in children, not cater to them and make them feel safe and comfortable. The world is not a safe and comfortable place. We fight and struggle every day to get what we need. And that's the way it's always been.
I agreed.
Yeah.
Your parents need to teach you that life is not fair. And the school needs to teach you that, yeah, again, life isn't fair, but we're going to help you get through it.
Yeah, but these are the skills to help you
right.
get these through life. Like, yeah. That's what school should be. It shouldn't be 8 hours of sitting in a classroom learning how to pass a test.
Right. Like I said last time about Rick and Morty, when he says school is not a place for smart people. You sit in a group. One person up front says 2 + 2 = 4. And everyone says, yeah, that's right, and goes with it.
Yeah.
It's not true. They don't promote free thinking. They just promote repetitive drone.
The cattle.
Yeah, right. The sheep. The sheep.
Yeah.
It's a sheep factory.
Yeah.
And that's really
awesome. And they're training you for certain things.
I think
like
public school is making you, like, you know, federally supported public schools are making you prepare to just be common sheep.
Work. Stay in the system. Buy a house. Get married. Have children. Keep the cycle going.
Right. Reproduce for the for Mother Russia and mm-hmm. the common gloomy man.
Consume,
obey,
consume, reproduce.
That was our world. Pretty fucking sad. What about you, forever. Chainsaw?
What?
So how do we fix this?
Responsibility do you think it is?
I completely agree with Single Shot. I think it's the parents' responsibility to raise a good, decent human being with the proper skills. And I think it's our responsibility as well as parents and people of the community to fund the schools to properly teach our children or continue to teach our children life survival skills that they will need. Especially because I actually had this conversation the other day. Well, when I took my daughter to dance class with another parent, and he was talking about how everything that we're teaching our children now isn't going to matter in like the next few years because technology is taking over. Everything is going to change. Like everything is going to be tech. And like everything we know now is going to completely change. So we don't really know what that change is yet, but like we know kind of where it's going. Guaranteed
to be tech oriented.
Yeah.
Here's an example. Currently, most curriculums, you have to either take a foreign language or you can skip a foreign language and take 2 years of mandatory computer programming.
Really? You should definitely do both.
Computer science.
Yeah. Actually, though, now they have that whole eardrum thing that you can translate. Yeah,
I've seen those are cool as shit.
Right?
I've wanted one of those ever since I read Michael Crichton's Timeline.
Isn't that
megaphone?
Insane.
Instantly
translate all languages.
Yeah, we can easily communicate.
How
to respond in the language. And I was like, oh, that's so dope.
That is fucking awesome.
The coolest.
We're totally getting there.
Yeah, and don't we have, like, laser eyes now? Like,
but then it's kind of scary. Like,
we do have bionic eyes that can give you better to 2020 vision.
What? There's also
contact lenses. I'm telling you, it is, that is the world. We're going to be able to do all that, like, in the next few years. Like, we, in our lifetime, are going to see that happen, which means it guarantees that our children are going to be raised in that kind of, like, world.
Until technology takes over.
Which
physical
is,
cybernetic augmentation to make better race of human beings.
Yeah, which is why I truly believe that, like, the most important things to, like, teach your children right now are kind of, like, survival, creativity, and, like,
independent thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Independent thinking. Yeah, weird thinking.
And that's kind of how, like, weird thinkers. But that's kind of naturally what a child wants to do.
Yeah.
And we as parents are constantly shutting them down of like, no, don't do that. Don't touch that. No, don't step on that. Don't.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we're constantly
saying no, don't.
Yeah.
Stop.
And they're just trying to learn and be explorers and possibly become the next scientists that take us to the fucking moon.
So you think that's part of the problem? Kids aren't mis-experiencing life anymore? Or they're being sheltered from it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Helicopter parents, things like that.
Don't climb the tree. You might break your arm.
And how did you learn not to slip on chains and rip your teeth out?
I did it and rip my teeth out.
For some reason, I learned not to lean into cactus.
Oh, my gosh.
Scares over my arm.
That's hilarious.
How did I learn not to burn my hand on the iron?
You touched it. Yeah, but we can't do that nowadays. That's child abuse. That's
neglect.
Neglect, yeah. Like, everything is...
Sometimes it's not neglectful to teach your kid the harsh lesson that life is pain.
Yeah, okay. How else are they going to learn?
On that, I actually read an article about this mom whose daughter, I think, was like... maybe seven, and I would say about seven. So she would take the bus and get dropped off at the end of the street, and her mom could like see the bus stop and would walk to meet her daughter like halfway. Mm-hmm. She's watching her daughter the whole time. And they did that forever, right?
Yeah.
That was their routine. Well, jogging mom with a stroller, obviously, right? A mom. With a stroller, mom comes running through and sees this young 7-year-old girl walking by herself. But she's not really by herself.
Yeah,
her mom can see her, and they're walking towards each other. Mm-hmm. And she actually was about to call, like, CPS on this child's mother because she was not physically holding her daughter's hand.
That's funny.
Well, it was not next to her.
I've been walking to school since I was, like, in third grade by myself.
Yeah, but
we also lived in different times, too.
And we lived in a good neighborhood, and it was different times. Nowadays, everybody's struggling. I'm sorry.
Why, Rocket? Why?
I don't know why I'm like this. I told you.
Send help!
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but... I don't even know what I was going to fucking say anymore.
Would you trust leaving your, like 5-year-old walk home?
Fuck no. Are you kidding?
Even like...
5-year-old got on a bus.
On the bus. Because he wanted to. And
what gets me about that story is the bus driver wasn't like, oh, you never ride the bus. And
no.
Were you?
Exactly.
Yeah, because nobody cares. They're just like, yeah, little child, come on in. Ah, you want to be left at the hooker's corner?
Oh my gosh.
It's a sign of the difference. And yet, we care so much that we are suppressing
experiences. No, we care so much online.
No, we don't care at all online. That's why we leave anonymous messages and say fuck you. Because
no, I think that people only care online.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck your cat, hope it gets herpes.
I kind of see what you're saying about people care a lot online because they're constantly trying to, like, impress or, like...
That is one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or be, look at the best,
content
have the best
creators.
Life.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think that, like, also that whole thing, tying it back to, like, kids. Have you ever seen those pictures of, like, kids basically acting like their parents, like, taking pictures, like, all slutty or whatever, the way they're, like, you know. So I go back to, it is your responsibility as a parent
to teach
your child
what to do,
how to be, like, a proper human being.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not the school's job to do that.
No, it's not.
They're there to just kind of provide skill set and stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
And with that being said, if we're putting that much effort or that much, like, emphasis on what we want schools to do, how the hell are they not more funded? How is it that teachers are so underpaid when we trust them to basically raise our children, or not raise, but continue to raise or help raise, because they're... You understand?
They see them most of the day. Yes, they basically are like second parents to our children.
Yes, I want the best.
The short answer to your question is because public school is a federal program, teachers are going to be underpaid.
But in general, I think that they don't want.
There's no competition under federal program to make teachers want to try harder and be better and get test scores up because. It's what the government wants anyway.
But I feel also like it's so unfair for, like, I would not put my child in public education just because I don't think public education is the best route to go. because they are so underfunded, because they are so overcrowded, and I can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Do I think that it's fair or that it's possible for every family to afford private school? No, I think that's an impossible thing. In
well, if there was no federal, funded public school, there could be vouchers for at private schools to get lower income families in, things like that.
Sure, but there's also like wait list, and there's also
but you know, as parents,
that's just because there's so few private schools now.
Exactly, there is so few, and even then,
if
you can't afford it or can,
if there's no federal system, and we all have to go to a private institution of some kind to get our education,
but all our education should be private level.
I think so. That's too.
Because we all deserve it. Because even though your child might be getting the best education, this other child that is getting the worst education is still out on the streets or still in this world that your child lives in, and they are contributing to the world as well.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want 30 scientists working on solutions or
whatever? The strongest, weakest link in the chain, right?
Yeah, there you go. Perfectly said.
Wow, y'all.
Deep shit.
Y'all
thinking.
Got me back and forth. But I don't even know what I was going to say.
In summary, Chainsaw and I are for privatized schools. But privatized schools are open to everyone.
But do you know, as parents, you actually get fined and or can be jailed for not enrolling your child in a school?
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like healthcare all over again.
Yeah.
You have to do it. You don't get a choice what you get.
It's all about money.
Mm-hmm. So why do we want to, have idiots, idiots come out of our schools nowadays?
That's the point, though. Because
no child can be left behind.
Yeah. But it's easier. They want us to continue to breed idiocracy. It's easier to control a mass of idiots than it is to control a group of well-rounded,
smart,
thinking
people.
Individuals.
Yep. Yeah.
I think so too.
That's true.
It's a little
that's
conspiracy true. Crazy, but I think it's accurate.
But also okay, so I did Career Dame
mm-hmm.
a while back, and it was third, fourth, and fifth. Because apparently sixth grade now is in middle school. That's a whole other thing that I didn't understand.
What? Sixth grade's always been in middle school.
What?
Here,
no.
Yeah, it's always been kindergarten and fifth.
No, sixth was in... Anyway. The point being that there was a guy who, one of the, educator, the people speaking, the grown-ups. Have you noticed that we always make up our own words, by the way, single shot?
Yes.
We don't know how to...
say things.
What are words?
What are these
words? I didn't hear
in school. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so there was he was basically higher than a librarian. I don't even remember his job.
A teacher?
Wow.
No.
Higher than a librarian? A custodian? No. A cafeteria worker?
What? Wow. Librarians are really well paid, and they have a lot of education behind them.
What?
This yes, is you have to go to school. You have
you
to go to school.
Oh, I love
you have to go to school to be a librarian and read lots of books.
I did not know that.
Yes, and they get paid very well.
I thought anybody could just walk into a library and be like, hire me. Oh, I'm sorry. I smashed the table.
I know. You cannot. Anyway, my point being is that this librarian, I'm going to call him a librarian. This librarian guy is like, how many of you like books? And all the kids were like, boo, boo, books. Books are dumb.
Are you serious?
And it reminded me of the whole Idiocracy. I saw his soul die, and then I saw so many kids that are going to be, that are going
to
grow up.
Bugs. I told y'all, everybody wanted to be YouTubers when I went to Career Day.
That's so sad.
YouTubers. I didn't even know that was a career. It's not a job. It's a fucking hobby.
It's not one of those. If you get lucky, you get monies. If you don't, if you're not lucky, you don't get monies.
I didn't want to tell y'all, but I felt like
Hollywood.
I had my foot down, and I felt like something came by and touched it or scratched it. That's why I was looking down a minute ago.
Nobody cares.
Was it the corner of the
cat? Podcast.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Okay, don't worry about me. I'm good. We were just watching haunted doll videos and
freaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
On haunted, real haunted dolls.
Real haunted dolls.
I feel like this discussion is derailed. So.
I'm sorry. It's my fault, as always.
Totally your fault. Always your fault, Rocket. Rocket to the sun.
Okay, well,
Rocket to the sun.
Fine then, if y'all have nothing else to say, in fear of me ruining it.
I think we will continue this conversation another time.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Bye.